Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
We are moving straight ahead to our next conversation with Pastor John Chilomo, who is joining us now on the line to take us through the Great Commission, the commission in a cancel culture. Very sad thing to discuss when we're talking about a commission that is supposed to be ever so important and ever so valuable. In a world where the truth is offensive and beliefs are personalized, sharing the gospel can feel like a negative or, well, a way of navigation in a minefield. Yet the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. So how do we carry this message boldly? How do we carry it sensitively and wisely in a world quick to cancel what it doesn't agree with? That's what we're talking about today with Pastor Chilomo. Good afternoon to you, Pastor Chilomo. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you. Good afternoon. And how are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much, Pastor Chilomo. How are you?
Good.
Lovely, lovely. Let's jump right in, Pastor Chilomo. What are the biggest challenges of sharing faith in today's hypersensitive culture?
Well, sharing faith in today's hypersensitive culture presents several significant challenges. Some of them is fear of offending others. So many people equate strong religious conviction with intolerance or judgment. There's moral and theoretical differences that are often seen as personal attacks rather than sincere beliefs. The rise of cancel culture makes people hesitant to speak openly about faith for fear of backlash.
Mm.
The other thing is relativism and truth claims. Postmodern culture, you know, as you may know and understand, that often rejects absolute truth, making exclusive claims, e.g. like Jesus is the only way. That in itself seems to be an arrogant or narrow-minded word. Faith is frequently reduced to a personal preference rather than objective reality. Then sometimes the other thing is a misrepresentation of Christianity. Negative stereotypes, you know, what we preach is not what we live. We may talk about the love of God, but it's the opposite. So people become so skeptical about hearing the word of God, because as we're going to preach about the word of God, we're not living according.
Mm.
Another thing, look at the issues that are coming in. Sometimes you hear reports, scandals happening here and there, sexual abuse in churches, corruption, all those. These have damaged the credibility of the word of God.
So how do we balance grace and truth when the message of Christ contradicts popular opinion?
Okay. Balancing grace and truth when sharing Christ in a culture that often rejects biblical views is one of the most delicate and the crucial challenges of Christians today. As you know, Jesus himself embodied this balance perfectly. He was, according to John chapter 1, verse 14, he was full of grace and truth. So we need to balance up all these two. To start with, we need to start with the relationship, not with the debate. People often, if we want to talk about the word of God, we need to start with a relationship. And people should see, we should lead by example in whatever we're talking about. Sometimes we need to have a listening ear before speaking, understand why someone holds their beliefs, the main objection, objections that come from pain and misunderstanding or cultural conditioning. So those are the things that we need to also affirm a common ground. Find shared values before addressing the differences.
So
for example,
go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So So if you're discussing about gender identity, start with an agreement. We want people to feel loved, accepted. We shouldn't just go straight into condemnation. We should find a common ground. As we befriend people, they start gaining confidence. We're showing grace by so doing.
Okay. So some people, when they are threatened with being canceled, when they are opposed by popular culture, some resort to keeping quiet. They just become silent. And they go on to say Jesus Christ himself was silent when he was persecuted. And some say, no, you can't keep quiet. If you're quiet, you're promoting it, you're supporting it. Quite frankly, you're not being a true Christian if you're being quiet. So I'd like to know from you, Pastor Chilomo, is silence ever a faithful response? Or is it a form of disobedience in and by itself?
Remember, the Bible tells us to go. It's a mandate.
Right.
It's a mandate. We shouldn't keep quiet. Remember, you read from John chapter 1, verse 10, it says he was in the world, and through the world was made through him. The world did not recognize him. He came to the world, which was his own, but his did not receive him. John does not say that because they did not receive him, he became quiet.
Oh,
but
okay.
He went on to tell the good news of the kingdom.
Right.
So being silent in a crucial situation as we are in, it shows that we are not prepared. It's part of, maybe to me, it's being disobedient, not wanting to go out.
Wow. Okay. So what can we learn from Jesus's approach then, Pastor Chilom, to speaking truth in a hostile environment?
Well, Jesus frequently spoke truth in a hostile environment, whether confronting religious leaders, engaging skeptics, or facing Roman oppression. His approach provides a masterclass in boldness, wisdom, and grace under pressure. As we know, look at when he goes into the temple, he finds people selling whatever what. He approaches them. He does not keep quiet. He tells them. So you just need to learn from him to say he did not care, even if he was being criticized, even if they thought that he was a devil or what, he kept on telling them the truth. He did not keep quiet. He continued talking about the kingdom of God.
I remember there's a verse that says he never said a murmuring word when he was arrested and prosecuted/persecuted. What about Jesus in that circumstance? Wasn't he quiet?
He had already done the mission.
Okay.
Remember that he had already done the mission. There was time for him to be quiet. There was a time for him to speak. Look at the other time in John chapter 8. That woman that was brought before him. Even when they were trying to say whatever, he kept on writing. He never said anything.
Right.
There is a time when we need to say something, and there's a time that we need to be quiet. Maybe the quietness is to listen to what people are trying to say.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're suggesting that there are times when being quiet is not disobedience, but that happens after you have already spoken.
Mm-hmm. Because people come in maybe to criticize, they'll say, what is, you have said what is what you are required to do.
Right.
You say it. So there'll be time for you not to defend, but just to listen to their opinions.
Right. Okay.
After some time, then you clarify certain things to them.
Yeah. So final question, Dr. Chilomo. How do we handle rejection or criticism when we're simply obeying the commission? I mean, that's all we're doing, right? We're not preaching unto our own power, our own word, or at least we're not supposed to. When we do that which we're told to do, to go ye therefore and make disciples, and people criticize us, How do we handle that rejection, that criticism?
Well, handling rejection or criticism while obeying Christ's Great Commission is inevitable. Jesus warned his followers, if they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. That is John 15, verse 20. But Scripture gives us a faithful framework to respond with courage, grace, and resilience. We need to expect it.
Okay.
We need to expect such things that they will happen to us.
Mm.
But the most important thing is for us to do our faithful part. We obey the command to go out and preach. As we are going out, look at from what I read from John, First John chapter 1 verse 10.
Okay.
His own rejected him, but did that affect his ministry? No, because he did his mission.
Yeah.
It's not that he was just rejected there and then. His message was rejected. There are some who are going to accept. Remember, there's acceptance and rejection. Some are going to accept, some are going to reject. But those that have rejected, it should not make us to feel as if we are failures.
Right.
It should make us happy because we have done our honest part. We have obeyed the command that Jesus gave us before he went. We have done our witnessing. We have done our faithful part.
Mm.
So there's no need for us to be ashamed to say, no, they have rejected my way. The most important thing is for you. You have gone. You have done your work. Leave the rest to God. It's not that everything you have to do it. Just leave the rest. The part that God has given you to do, do it.
Mm.
If they reject that, well, feel glad because you have done what God has told you to do.
Yeah.
And continue praying till the message will be accepted.
Okay, got it. I hear you. Thank you very much, Pastor Chilomo. Appreciate your time. Let's do this again tomorrow. We still have more to discuss, you and I. Have a wonderful day further.
No, thank you very much.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.